Good morning. I'm so glad that you are watching the message today online. And we are actually having our worship service this morning. On Sunday morning, we'll be in the parking lot and we're going to do a drive-in service, but I'm doing an online message as well for those that particularly can't attend or don't have access to Facebook or, you know, the live stream of any of this as well. So I'm very, very glad that you are with us today. I want to take a moment to say that I'm really thankful for the technology that we have to be able to get us through these kinds of times like this. This has been an adjustment for every person. It's been awkward for all of us at moments, but thanks be to God that we can still be able to have whatever kind of gathering that is, and I'm just grateful for that. You know, we've been in this series called Courage, and I've been preaching through this for weeks, and I'm going to preach this morning's sermon and then one more week after this. And today we're going to talk about courage to choose. And I want to begin by saying that being courageous for God really takes on a lot of different forms. A young woman is courageous when she decides that she's going to actually protect her sexual purity. A young dad is more courageous when he decides to stop being passive and be more engaged and be a more bold spiritual leader in his family. An individual can be more courageous when he or she chooses to get help for an addiction and stop hiding it. An individual can be more courageous when he or she actually begins a conversation with their neighbor or their coworker about Jesus Christ. God is doing something in the lives of his people today. I believe that with all of my heart. I really believe that God is showing us as believers that we need to be more courageous. Increasing nearness to Christ always produces increasing boldness for Christ. Listen to that again. Increasing nearness to Christ always produces increasing boldness for Christ. Back in Jesus' day, announcing public faith in Christ was very dangerous. So isn't it interesting that Jesus, before he ascended into heaven, said to his disciples, I want people to start their journey and their walk with me in a very public act of courage through baptism. You see, write this down in your sermon notes. Courage is a decision. I really want to drive this principle home to you today. Courage is not being ignorant of fear. Courage is being cognizant of fear and choosing to do the right thing anyway. Consider any hero of a movie or a novel that you like. They're not people that are unaware of great challenge. They are men and women that are fully aware of the risks and of the difficulty, even of the danger, but they choose to do the right thing anyway. Those are the best stories where they decide to be courageous, because the courageous are the people that will not let fear determine the boundaries of their lives. Courageous people look at fear, recognize fear, and declare to fear, you don't get to decide who I will be, where I'm going to go, and what I'm going to do. Now, some will choose not to choose, but that is not an option for a disciple of Jesus Christ. Anyone going through life drifting instead of deciding is not on a path to discipleship, because Jesus never called anybody to neutrality. Let me show you what Jesus said about the attitude of, I'm just not going to choose mindset. Look at Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. Jesus said, anyone who isn't with me opposes me. And anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me. You see, our decisions reveal our devotions. What you choose reveals what you really value. And Jesus illustrated it this way in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again. He sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy that field." Jesus says, that's how you choose when you understand the true value of the kingdom of God. Now, Joshua has led a generation of choosers. Their parents were not. They let fear set the boundaries for them, and they died in the wilderness as a result. But Joshua's generation chose courage. They crossed the river, and they began to possess the land of promise. But now, Joshua is ending his season of leadership. And it's time for the choice of a new generation. So he calls the entire nation together. And he gives them a brief summary of their history, going all the way back to Abraham and the Euphrates, and then into Egypt and bondage, and then their exodus and into the land of promise from the wilderness. And he tells them that entire story, and he hits the punchline. Look at verse 14 in chapter 24 of Joshua. It says this: "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshiped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And verse 15 that we just read is our courage verse this week. Joshua says, you have to choose. Courage is not a choice you make once. Courage is a choice that you are always having to make. And let me talk a little bit about that. We have to understand this about courage. Number one, we have to choose personally. Joshua says, you have to choose for yourself. Nobody can be devoted to God for you. Maybe you grew up in a godly home. Maybe you've got godly friends. Maybe you have seen a godly courage modeled in somebody else's life. But that cannot be inherited. Here's why. Only one person can die on a cross at a time. Your mom, your friend, your pastor cannot die on a cross for you. Crosses are choices. Look what Jesus says in Luke chapter 14, verse 27. "And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple." I raised my sons with every intent of having them follow God, but they had to choose on their own to do that, just as you did. Whether or not you're going to follow Christ is your own ultimate decision. You cannot choose that for anybody else. We all make that choice on our own. We choose personally. But also, secondly, write this down. We have to choose persistently. Joshua says, choose this day. And it's significant that Joshua acknowledges all of the other optional gods that Israel could choose to serve. He says, wherever we have been, there have always been other gods. In the Euphrates, there were other gods. In Egypt, there were other gods. Now we're in this land, and everywhere we have lived, the option is there to be able to pick up a new god. And that is one thing that you and I have in abundance in our land here in America. And isn't it interesting, my friend? that some of our nation's biggest and greatest gods have been silenced. Sports. No one is gathering in arenas to worship the star athletes today. Our economy is in utter shambles. No one is touting how great the wealth is of our land anymore. You see, our gods have been toppled before our eyes. Our lives have been filled up with the ease of being able to pick up other gods and worshiping them without even realizing that we're doing it. There are so many other gods that vie for the allegiance of our hearts. Discipleship, my friend, has got to be a daily experience. Look at Luke chapter 9. Jesus said almost the exact same thing, but he adds a word. Look at Luke 9 verse 23. If any one of you, or if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways and take up your cross daily and follow me. You see, the choice to be courageous is a decision that we face every single day. That is my hope for us in this series, that courage isn't needed for a particular day. Courage is needed for every day as we follow Jesus. If you're a Civil War buff, you may have heard of a man named Thaddeus Stevens. He was a lawyer in Vermont who was very dedicated to the cause of abolition. He worked hard with the government to bring about the freedom of peoples in America. But after the Civil War was fought and the First Amendment that freed the slaves was passed, he kind of slipped out of notoriety. He died a fairly unknown person. But even in his death, he made a statement. You see, even then, in the North, most cemeteries barred people of color from being buried in those cemeteries. So he chose this really out-of-the-way, obscure cemetery to be buried in. And on his headstone, he said, "I'm buried here so that others can be buried with me." And he's saying, I want to make a statement in my death that backs up the conviction that I live by my entire life to the very end, every single day, to the last day that he chose to build his life on. And that's the hope that I have that's happening in your heart. That you would decide every day that God is going to be first today. You see, it's not just that we want to be strong and courageous. We want to stay strong and courageous. We make this choice personally. We make this choice persistently. But also, write this down, we have to choose purposefully. We decide who we are going to serve. Because remember, neutrality is not an option in the kingdom of God. To choose and to not choose is to make a choice. And here's the deal. I know most of you. And you're not going to wrestle in the morning with the decision to be blatantly evil. The struggle is not to think about choosing and to get seduced by the culture and living your whole day pursuing something that ends up being eternally trivial. That you would give the best of your heart, the best of your mind, the best of your money to that which is mundane, temporary, and ultimately eternally irrelevant. That's going to happen if you don't choose this day. That's one of the reasons why I think what is happening to us right now with this virus is a great reminder to us of that which is very important. This is a big choice moment for all of us. It is a moment to recalibrate and to ask ourselves, what are we really dedicated to? One clear indicator to who or what you must trust your future to is by how you steward your money. That's why I think the two boldest offerings in the Bible are given by two incredibly courageous single women. One was a widow. She had a couple of coins left. She brought them to the temple and she gave them away, and she was making this statement: God, you are my future. If I survive tomorrow, it's going to be because of your faithfulness. And Jesus was watching her. And by the way, Jesus actually watches what we give. And Jesus said to his disciples, do you see her? That's what I'm trying to produce in your life. That's what I want you to see. And the other single woman was Mary. Now, in that culture, to be a single woman was risky. They were very patriarchal, and you needed a man so that you could have a future. Mary had no man. All that she had was a bottle of perfume, a very expensive bottle of perfume. That one bottle was worth an entire year's wage. It was her retirement plan. It was her life's savings. And when she understood that Jesus was going to die, she took that thing, that retirement plan, that entire life savings, and she poured it over Jesus' head to anoint him and prepare him for burial. Naturally, her stewardship was criticized, and Jesus said, stop talking about her that way. Do you not understand that anywhere in the world where the gospel is preached, we're going to hold up what this woman did because she gets it? You see, God loves the cheerful giver, not the careful giver. Cautious, calculated discipleship is a contradiction in terms. And so I'm about to make the most important statement in this entire series, and I hope that you can remember this and hold on to this. God will never measure your generosity by the amount that you give. He will always measure your generosity by the amount of courage it took you to give it. Fearful people are never sacrificial, but the courageous are always generous. Friend, when you climbed into the baptistry and you pledged that you were going to be different, you chose a different life. You live this way personally, persistently, purposefully, courageously. And by the way, we have to choose publicly. Joshua went public. Me and my house. This is what we have chosen. And just like Mary, just like the widow, because you can't be crucified in a closet. I think that is one reason that Jesus said that making disciples means that we have to baptize them. The first decision that you make is this: I'm going to go public to follow Jesus. I think that's why the early church was so very visible. They were facing a threat of sincere and severe persecution, yet they were very public about their devotion to Jesus. Friend, you and I are faced right now with a choice throughout this entire crisis that we have been enduring. We have been faced with the choice of whether we are going to cower in fear or whether we're going to be courageous in Christ. God is wanting you, friend, as we as a nation begin the discussion of resuming normal life again, to be a leader in this endeavor. The church has got to be the example. Christians have to show the world that our resolve is our faithfulness in Christ and his faithfulness to us. Let other people see your courage. Now, I'm not asking you to take a stupid risk with your life. I'm asking you to live your life with boldness in Christ. Soon we're going to be given a green light to begin worshiping like we used to in a building that's in a room filled with other people. Not in cars, not over the internet, but face to face. And the question is, are you going to come to church? I sure hope so. That's going to be your time to lead. We have one more week for sure of a gathering like this, but I believe, honestly, our governor here in Iowa is going to extend this even beyond the 1st of May. And we know that this is not the way it is supposed to be, but my heart's cry, my prayer for you is that you will have courage to begin to show your neighbors it's okay. Don't be afraid. God's got this. He's in control. Let's pray together. Father God, I thank you for your call to us as Christians to be courageous. Help us, God, to find our courage in Jesus. Help us, God, to not cower in fear, but to live with boldness, to go public, to walk with you, Father, daily picking up our cross and following you. I pray this, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.